For over 75 years, Moses has served this region with hustle, integrity, and caring. Our core values are what make us the number one provider of complete customer care, from sales to our service and parts departments, all the way to our body shop.
I'm Reeves Kirtner, and this is In Your Business. Season 1 of In Your Business is presented by Moses Auto Mall of Huntington. Online at MosesMeansMore.com, empowered by the Huntington Regional Chamber of Commerce and Kindred Communications. This week, we're joined once again by Tim Forth, the owner of Food Fair, to discuss how Food Fair prides itself on being a locally owned and operated regional grocery store, what it means to be local, selling and offering local products, and why and how Food Fair gives so much back to the community. Let's get in your business. Tell us about yourself and your history with Food Fair to get us started.
All right, I have been involved with Food Fair before Food Fair was Food Fair. My father started our company in July of 1967. I was 6 years old, so I'll date myself there a little bit. So I spent my whole life in the food business. I've spent my whole life, most all my life, in a grocery store. And it's just been a family business for us all the way through. My dad was actually raised on a farm right outside of Milton and right across the county line in Mason County.
Okay.
And he got his work ethic there. He went to town, got a job at B&B Food Market. The gray hairs will know where that it was.
Where is that?
It was on Fifth Avenue, there at 26th Street in Huntington, where the Kroger is now.
Okay.
It was on the same piece of property.
Not the same building.
At one time, that was the largest independent supermarket east of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
And you know, he worked there from 1959 to 1967, and he got the opportunity to buy this little 4,000 square foot wood frame store in Barboursville, West Virginia, that was commonly known as Tower Grocery. That we're still there today. Some of the older folks still call it Tower Grocery, and that's fine as long as they come visit us. We're happy they call it anything they want.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, you can tell when somebody's local lived here for a long time if they call that store Tower. So,
that's right.
You know, and when I think about, you know, today we want to talk about community and being local. And when I think about Food Fair, I think about that commitment to community. Let's start with, you know, how does Food Fair engage with the community? What types of things does Food Fair do with the community now?
Well, first of all, we live here. Okay. We live here. I have spent my entire life in Cabell County, West Virginia, absent of 8 months that I spent in Colgrove, Ohio, when my dad bought that store.
Okay.
And we were there for 8 months. I started my third grade year at Nichols Elementary School. I spent the next 8 months at a school called Monitor Elementary in Colgrove, and then finished my third grade year in Nichols Elementary School that year because we came back. So other than those 8 months, I have lived here all my life. I raised my children here. Most of my staff are local folks, and you know we're a part of this community. We're the ones that if a little league ball team needs a sponsor, we want to be there to do that. If a church needs help with a youth activity, we want to be there to help with that, because we're a fabric of the community just like they are. And what differentiates us from the chains is the chains, just as soon as the business opportunity is gone, they'll leave.
That's right.
We're always going to be here.
That's right. You have no plan to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. We have no plans to leave. This is my home. This is our staff's home. This is my family's home. And we plan on being here.
You mentioned like the ball field. What types of things, community events and initiatives is Food Fair involved with?
Well, anything from high school football,
sure,
to high school athletics, to little league baseball, buddy league basketball, the local YMCA, church activities, our outreach ministries from the churches, we're involved in that. If it's a community event, Lions Club, the Barboursville Lions Club just had their pancake breakfast, their major fundraiser of the year. We helped them with that. They do that during the Fall Fest in Barboursville.
And you'll help them by supplying them.
Oh yes,
with the pancake mixes
we,
and so
we,
forth.
We do. We help them by supplying them supplies and to where they can use that to earn funds to do their civic activities.
That's right.
And Pumpkin Festival, too.
Absolutely. We are a sponsor of the – that's getting ready to come up this weekend. We are a sponsor of the Pumpkin Festival. Matter of fact, I was at the parade Sunday. Had the honor of hauling Mrs. Pumpkin Festival around in one of my cars. And that was fun. My wife is actually in charge of the quilt exhibit at the Pumpkin Festival. So if you're at the Pumpkin Festival, go in and see the quilt exhibit. She's in charge of that. But we're also a sponsor of that. So, again, you know, we're involved corporately, we're in the community, we're involved personally in the community.
That's right.
And that's what differentiates a local company from a chain.
Let me ask you this too. I mean, and you know, Kendra Communications, my company, we're locally owned, okay? Me and my dad. And sometimes we do a lot for the community too, and we take pride of community. Sometimes we go, do the customers care? Do they care that we do that? Our competitors not doing this stuff? Why am I doing this? If you know, do the competitors care? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
There is a segment of the population that probably doesn't think about it. I'm not going to say they don't care.
Yeah, okay? That's right.
But they don't think about it. You know why? Because maybe we don't do a good enough job of telling them about it.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
So we've, you know, I very conservative in my private life. I'm very conservative, very don't like to be out there in public. I you know, I do commercials because I feel like I have to. I'm very uncomfortable doing them, frankly. But sometimes we got to tell the public about some of these things, or they don't know.
That's right.
If your kid is involved in Barboursville Little League Baseball, they know Food Fair is a longtime sponsor.
They see the sign.
They see the signs. Yeah. They see things like that. But the person who doesn't have a kid involved in Little League doesn't know that.
No, they don't.
So it's our job to make sure we're educating them, because I think most people are community minded if you put it in front of them.
That's true. Yeah. And it's if you don't brag on yourself, no one else will, right?
Well,
that's something I've always, my dad's taught me, and I agree with that. If you don't brag on yourself, nobody else will.
Well, no one else is going to promote your business like you do.
That's true.
Okay, now, you know, brag on your business. Never brag on yourself. Always brag on your business, you know? And people, and I try to do that, you know, because my business isn't just me.
That's right.
It is my staff. I can do nothing without them, and I know that, and that's why I'm still in this business, is because it's loyalty to them.
How does Food Fair decide which events they're going to support or which events they're not going to support? I mean, I'm sure that you do get asked a lot. How do you decide what you're going to do and what you're not going
to
do?
Well, what we try to do is do things that are in the local community where we have stores.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't do me a whole lot of good to promote a Charleston event if I do not have a store in Charleston. Okay. So, you know, we try to take those promotional dollars, and we have a budget for it like everyone else, but we try to do those as direct to the public that supports us as we can.
Sure. Let's kind of talk about, you know, local business and so forth. How does Food Fair work with local suppliers, local farms, and things like that? What relationships do you all have there?
Well, we have several. We have the one that comes to mind the most is Clark Farms over in Chesapeake, Ohio. He has many acres. He is a commercial farmer. Not a lot of commercial farmers around here.
No,
so
there's
that,
not.
So
no.
that is a challenge. But anytime we can work with someone like them or Grits or somebody like that, we want to do that, and we do. We have a very good relationship with Clark Farms. Sell a lot of their tomatoes, a lot of their corn. They're in the season. Even things like companies you might not even think about, Norris Greenhouse up in Meigs County, Ohio. They have a wonderful greenhouse operation up there. When you see the hanging baskets around Mother's Day and so forth, that's where those come from.
Sure.
We try not to source those from way off. We try to source them locally.
Sure.
So those are the kind of things that we do. A lot of it's regional. Our Walnut Creek products comes from Holmes County, Ohio. You know, they have their distribution centers up there, an Amish owned and Amish based company. We bring those things down and work with them on that. So anytime we can partner with a local business, United Dairy in Charleston, West Virginia. That's where our dairy products come from. Anytime we can do that, that's exactly what we try to do.
Moses Allmall of Huntington has been the region's premier Cadillac dealership for over 20 years. To see our selection of new and pre-owned Cadillacs, visit us online at mosesmeansmore.com.
Let's talk about in you know, your employee. How many employees does Food Fair have?
It varies somewhere north of 800.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, share. You know, what kind of training do you offer them, and career opportunities do you offer your employees? You've got some great success stories there.
Well, you know, a lot of times, most of my staff that have gotten to upper levels with us in management levels started at the low level. They did. You know, most of our staff started as bag boys, cashiers, meat wrappers, deli clerks, things of that nature. And, you know, and most of them move on to other things. They do. I've got doctors that started off working for us. I've got dentists that started off working for us. Local dentists that started off working for us that are still local. Had a young man call me that worked for me many, many years ago, soon after my dad passed, to express his condolences. And he come to find out, he goes, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Well, sure I do. I knew who he was." I said, "What are you doing now?" He goes, "Well, I live in North Carolina, and I'm the president of an aerospace company."
Wow. Thought, right.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Well, very good. You know, there are opportunities moving up. Most of my store managers are longtime employees. Most of my department managers are longtime employees. My central office staff are all longtime employees.
I was going to ask, how long do you think, on average, some of those guys and girls have been with you?
Oh, boy. Anywhere from 30 years to 10.
Yeah. That says a lot. It really does. I mean, that means, you know, having people that can retire from your company is great. I mean, to me, it's what it's all about.
Well, you know, that's one of our challenges moving forward. As, you know, a lot of our management staff was geared around people my age, you know, and I'm now in my 60s, you know, I'm trying to look to the future to bring up younger folks in management. My IT guy's younger because old people don't know IT, but he's younger. You know, my office manager's younger. My digital advertising guy's younger. So we're trying to bring up the next level of management to keep this thing going for a long time.
You know, challenges. I mean, there, you know, there's a challenge in the workforce and so forth. Are there any challenges that you face, kind of, again, as we're talking about local, challenges specific to this area?
Well, you know, I think moving forward, when we look at this area as a macro, I think it's got better days ahead. When we look at the industry that started, we haven't seen industry come in this market for probably most of your lifetime and most of mine. You know, when I was a youngster, you know, we had, you know, International Nickel was going strong. We had Huda Hershey, Owens Illinois, American Car. All these were major manufacturing companies based right here in this area, and that was our employment base.
That's right. We've lost CSX, and we've lost Ashland Oil, and so forth too. Right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. But what we're seeing now, and we've went almost over a generation without any new major industry coming in. Now with Nucor and some of these other things that are coming into our macro region, I think the future is brighter than it's been in a long time.
How do you think being local, being independent, helps you with some of the other challenges that this area is facing? Being local, being independent.
Well, we're closer to the action than the decision makers of the major chains. We, you know, if you have a problem in one of my stores and you call my office, you can get a hold of me.
That's right.
You can. If you send us a message on our website, well, guess whose inbox that comes to? That comes to mine.
That's great.
You know, well, you don't get that with the Walmarts, the Kroger's,
Mr.
and the other
Kroger
chains.
Is not getting that email, right?
Kroger's not going to get that email, but Mr. Forth is going to get that email. That's exactly right. And, you know, many times my staff will answer it if it's simple, but if it's something that I feel like it needs my attention, I'll pick up the phone and call the customer.
That's right. How often does it happen? I mean, how often? I mean, I'm not. what kind of calls do you get, and how do you handle those? Because that is great to have a what is your official title?
Well, my dad always said he was the janitor, so I guess I took over that job.
I got you. But, you know, to have the owner, the CEO of a company call you, it does mean a lot. It does.
Well, it does. If we're in the wrong, most of the time I'll make that call.
Of course.
Okay.
Right. Right.
You know, to be honest with you, when you think of the hundreds of thousands of people that go through our stores every week, we get precious few complaints.
That's right.
Not many at all. And that's a testament to my staff. That's a testament to my managers that if they have an issue, they deal with it. And it doesn't get to that level.
Moses Auto Mall of Huntington has been the region's professional grade GMC dealership for over 20 years. To see our selection of new and pre-owned GMCs, visit us online at mosesmeansmore.com.
What advice do you have for other local businesses looking to establish a strong presence in their community?
Time in your business means everything. I wish I had, you know, with 18 locations, I cannot be in that store, those stores all the time. You know, and of course, I'm probably most well known in Barboursville because that's where I grew
up.
That's
right. That's right.
And I walk in, where have you been? I haven't seen you in forever. Well, I would love nothing more than to stand at the front end of the store and kind of be like and kind of be like Jim Spaghetti, Jim Tweel. He'd stand out there every evening and greet folks. Well, you know, you lose some of that when you get multiple locations. But if you got one location, be in that business. Be there. Spend the time there because that's how you're going to grow it.
Sure.
You know, don't get in business and say, all right, I've arrived. Now I'm going to go play golf in the afternoon. I'm going to do this. You know, it'll get away from you.
I love it. Yeah. What's your favorite part about this business? What do you still love about
people? People, you know, from employees to customers to interacting with the community, interacting with organizations in the community, and being a part of the local area. That's why I'm still in it. It's why I'm still in it. It was a hard decision for me to make when my dad passed away.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Talk about that, yeah.
You know, when he passed away, you know, I seen where we were. I seen where we needed to go, especially from a technology standpoint, and how we needed to change. And gosh, what a big undertaking, you know. And I thought, wow, do I really want to do this, or is this God telling me it's time for a new chapter in my life, or whatever? But I look at the staff that has been with me through thick and thin, who anchored their wagon to this train,
right,
and depend on it. And then I look at the customers who have shopped with me. Many of them, their parents shopped with me, now they shop with me, and now their kids are starting to shop with me, and think, you know, how can I walk away from that? And
right.
I just can't. And you know, as long as we can keep it viable and we can keep it strong, we're going to be here.
Sure. This has been In Your Business. I'm your host, Reeves Kirtner. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, share, and even leave us a review. Season 1 of In Your Business is presented by Moses Auto Mall of Huntington, mosesmeansmore.com, and powered by the Huntington Regional Chamber of Commerce and Kindred Communications.
This is Jason Moses, Executive Manager of Moses Auto Mall of Huntington, where Moses means more. Thanks for listening to In Your Business.